Hello.
Do impressions, and I would do Lenny and Squiggy. Their hello was a classic. What's up? All right, everybody. We start slow and we pick up the pace.
I'm just going to delete all this.
Why? This is classic.
Because this is horrible.
This is classic after disaster. This is going to go on the greatest hit CD long after we're gone. This show's going to live on after we're gone, which is true.
Podcasters never die, man.
Ding dong. I'm going to tell you right now. Kind of hurts my feelings. I have friends in the show, in the business of show. We've been doing this podcast. How long? 4 years?
Something like that. Long time.
I have a good friend. Does a little thing called PodFest every year, which is a podcast festival.
Uh-huh.
Didn't invite us. Then I have another good friend who's a friend of the show, of the other show, Doug Benson, is doing a documentary on podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're included.
To be fair, do your friends know that you have a podcast?
Probably not.
Well, there's...
And they probably said, hey, Mike, do you have a podcast?
And you said, no, thank you. No, thank you, though.
But I was just thinking about that today. I was thinking about no one invited us to PodFest.
Okay, let's talk about podcasts for a minute.
All right.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got one.
Hate them and love them.
It's embarrassing when you're trying to, like, every now and again, like, I can repay somebody by saying, hey, I can mention that on my podcast. And then I realize that I'm that. And then they immediately think, oh, you have one like everyone else? Like, my paperboy's got one.
And then you can throw it back at them. You can say, do you have one?
And they'll be like, yeah, 10 people listen. And I'm like, yeah, mine, 11.
Yeah.
What I find even funnier is how skeptical the people that I know listen to podcasts. Like, I know that they sit in their car and that's what they listen to in traffic.
Yeah.
And they're like, not sure if I want to add another one. But like people that don't listen to podcasts are way more receptive.
Really? I don't understand how that works. People who don't watch TV are way more receptive of a Jay Leno?
Different thing.
What are you talking about? Here's the thing with here's the thing with everything. Clicky.
Here's the thing with everything.
Lots of clicks everywhere.
That's a big statement, bold statement to open the show.
Is it true?
Here's the thing with everything.
Sounds clicks. Like the name of your terrible stand-up album.
Here's the thing with everything.
Here's the thing with everything.
7 consecutive hours.
There's clicks. What's the deal with the clicks? There's clicks everywhere, right?
Yes.
Everywhere you go, the clicks. Podcasts seem to be extra clicky.
Oh, yes. Clicks. Oh, absolutely. Not as clicky as Twitter.
Has anyone broken down the clicks of the podcast world? Because I'm click-free. I don't believe in them.
You don't cross-promote?
I'm clickless. No.
Neither do I.
I don't like to go on other podcasts.
I don't promote my podcast on this one.
I'm an island.
Or vice versa.
I guess I'm clicky in the sense that the Film Vault and we do the family Christmas every year. But, I mean, other than that, I'm
that's not clicky. That's friends.
Yeah, friends.
That's friends. There's groups of podcasts that stick together and they cross-promote each other.
The same rotation over and over.
Look at the top podcasts. I don't need to mention them. And they have the same guests on as each other nonstop.
You know where it all kind of began? Not even podcast world, but it was XM and Sirius when Stern went over there. They're like, here's what we're going to do. And this is why I could not buy Sirius and I had no interest. I listened for the first couple of weeks because my buddy had it. And they only mentioned and referenced other things that were happening in the world of Sirius.
Yeah.
Like there was no world beyond Sirius Radio. They were only talking about the other shows and reference. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm out.
There are rumors of a land beyond Sirius.
No, but they didn't say that.
Twitter is the biggest click of all because there's certain people on Twitter. We all know them, and they're not bad people one bit. But there's certain comics and stuff that just bunched up with other people, and all they did was retweet each other constantly until they built this crazy following.
It's gross.
And then no one else gets in.
It's gross.
To their little group.
I don't like it.
Said the three bitter men with their podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitter.
That's true. If this podcast had like 200,000 downloads an episode, we'd be like,
it should.
I think it's great. I think this whole thing is great.
It's better than most of the drivel that's out there.
Okay, I can say that with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I hate everything, I can say I do go on little spurts and download 5 or 6 new podcasts, and sometimes I pull them from the top of the iTunes charts, and it's total shit.
It's hard to listen shit. To. Here's a tip. If you hear people laughing nonstop on the podcast, it's probably bad.
You're probably right.
Nailed it.
And I'm not talking about ours.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm not talking about ours. Yeah. It seems like we laugh a lot on this here. This is the program that talks about the program, but it seems like we talk a lot. And laugh a lot at our own shit on here. But there is plenty of shows. Not even podcasts. Like, I was stuck with a car that had XM last week. and I think I was talking about it a little bit, but there was so much bullshit on those channels.
And
I swear to God, there was like four or five in a row where I landed on two or three people laughing. And then I'd stick around. I'd be like, oh, what's so funny? And it was just nonsense. Utter nonsense.
Non
sequiturs.
As far as the podcast world is similar to radio, where realistically, you got Howard Stern, you had Phil Hendry, a couple others. Other than that, it's a bunch of copycats and it's a bunch of bullshit.
Imus.
Yeah. But why would you ever listen to morning radio if you have an option of Howard Stern? Honest to God. With the exception of the fact that he plays 14 minutes of commercials.
Because
back when I listened.
It's Mark and Brian.
But they're not. Funny. They can't. Are they? Is there anything with Stern?
Mark and Brian is very funny. Classic radio. Good, clean fun. They played sound effects.
Good, clean fun.
I don't think I ever listened to Mark and Brian beyond 30 seconds.
I don't think I've ever heard them.
I'd be like, how do people listen to this? How are they on?
Well, they don't
Stern
now because they're
right
not on
here.
The air anymore.
This is back when Stern and that hurt. That hurt my brain.
I heard one of those guys on Tim Conway Jr.'s show.
Yeah, talking shit about the other guy.
Yeah,
but not really.
And promoting his podcast.
He's a horrible blowhard that I hope to never have to run into. Yeah. Oh, I hated that guy. Was it Brian or Mark?
I don't know.
It was the bad one. I know that.
That was Mark.
Wait, they're both bad, though. Hey, listen. Speaking of Twitter and the Twitter sphere and social media, which I am not a part of, I have very little to do with it. Every now and again, I'll post a Vine. And I think it goes to my Facebook and my Twitter. I'm not sure. See, I'm way too narcissistic to be involved in any of that. You know what I'm saying?
Because you think everything you do is great and you don't want to get the...
No, because I don't want to look at other people's shit.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, is that what that is, narcissism?
A social network that is only your things.
Because I'm in that group then, too.
It's called Twitter Mentions. That's the social media that I'm into.
Hey. I've been trying to cancel my Facebook and Twitter account for...
I know, we talked about this. For literally 4 years we've been talking about this. This is one of the first topics.
In a good mood a couple days ago, I went, this is the day. I'm in a good mood. It's not going to be impulsive. I'm going to go home and I'm going to close my Facebook account. And I couldn't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I don't know. I keep thinking...
I hear it's really hard.
The minute I close it, it's going to be...
Apparently it's very difficult. There's a lot of hoops you got to jump through. Jesse Eisenberg has made it so that you have to jump through a lot of hoops. Yeah.
I know the idea of just not looking at it is there, but I don't
see,
I don't
if we were on one of those other shows, you guys would have both lost your shit.
I was going to throw it
on because
I
said Jesse Eisenberg.
But I was worried that people thought I was laughing for Sirius earlier.
For Sirius Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I would have thought.
I'm so dumb I didn't get it. Now
why are
I get
we
it.
Not on Sirius? I heard so much horrible shit on Sirius. Yeah. Why are we like so positive about ourselves?
Well, because we need to sell ourselves to Sirius. We need to knock on their door.
That's a good sound.
Sirius? Hey, did you guys read that article about Michael Cera?
Why
are we still talking to Sirius?
That's the first thing we're going
to
say?
Are we still talking to Sirius?
Yeah, can we speak to the president of Sirius?
About Michael Cera?
1 second.
Is that Michael Cera now?
What can I help you boys with?
Uh-huh.
We do a podcast. Seems, better than most of the stuff you have in the air. Sign right here.
I mean, really, that's the way it should work.
How's 200 grand a year each sound?
Oh, that's
a low.
Seems a little high. Okay, back to... What I was getting.
We'll pay you in mugs.
Speaking of Twitter and social media and Insta-fucking-gram, that's what I hate. That's what I hate a lot. But what is why is Instagram suddenly the thing?
It's been the thing for a while.
About a year.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But before that was the old Twitter there, right? You could always put a picture up on Twitter if you want.
Sure.
Yeah. What's the difference? Why is Instagram? It's just pictures. Bunch of selfies. Can you even put little comments? Because I don't do the
You can put comments.
So how is it different from Twitter? You can put a picture on Twitter.
Yeah, you can.
So why is it the thing?
I don't know. The filters.
People are just like, oh, that's what we're all going to do? Okay, we'll meet you over there.
Instagram is owned by Facebook, though, so technically it's...
All right, do you do this? I feel like an old man often because I'm like, these goddamn kids and their goddamn like Instagrams and the damn trends.
Regardless of what topic you mentioned after this, yes, I do it.
But here's why my saving grace is like, I'll catch myself doing that and I feel really old and I feel like the typical old man who's bitching about like the Miley Cyruses. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But like the young trends and whatnot. And then I realized, wait a minute, when I was young, I hated all that shit that my fucking peers were doing, too.
Yes.
Now it's like double.
Yes.
It's double because I'm old and I hate the trends.
Yes.
It's the double hate, Tyler. I have the double hate.
Yeah, I do, too.
Because I would have hated it when I was
Hate. I am filled with hate. Hate.
Oh, I hate. Okay, so let's not hate for a second. Let's go back to what I've been trying to get to. So speaking of social media, I'm sure that it was a buzz. I'm sure it was a Twitter when the Jamaican bobsled team was doing their thing. I'm sure a lot of people are commenting. I'm not trying to break new ground here, but I have not spoken to anyone other than briefly mentioning it to Dr. Drew and Catherwood last night on Loveline They didn't know about it.
I don't know about it.
Okay, Tyler, do you know anything about the Jamaican bobsled team there over there in Sochi, Russia?
I know a bit about them. Why? What are you alluding to?
They're huge stars, apparently. They're Jamaican, and you know that movie Cool Runnings from a few years ago. And
a few years ago? You mean like 1994?
Okay, yeah. It was before Ty.
A few dozen years ago.
I want to see it. I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it. Why would I see that? I want to see it now, though. Anyways, they're huge stars, right?
Because of that.
They're huge stars because they're from an island, tropical island, and they're bobsledding, and it's novel. And I guess they're really fun, cool guys. They're such cool guys.
They better be.
But they drive like shit, and they're like, I think there's 30 bobsledders, and they were 30.
Yeah, they were last.
They're last. All that aside, all that whatever, they're helmets. Anyone talking about their helmets?
No, what are they? What's the helmets? Ganja leaves?
I don't want to, like, because people get so weird with the stereotypes and the food, but...
Are their helmets graphic depictions of them pickpocketing tourists? What are the helmets? Is it pot leaves?
They're melons.
Like melons?
Their helmets are melons.
Shouldn't they be coconuts?
And they're not like, hey, they kind of look like melons. No, they like took a picture of a melon.
A melon?
A watermelon.
Ooh.
And
that's only racist here, though.
Yeah, that's not...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like sure it was some
Southern American. That's a Southern American.
It's some dumb F in
black,
the South associated watermelons with black people. And then
but I'm sure
racist.
They've heard of that. I'm sure they know.
When I, for one, will say right now and state this clearly, watermelon is by far my favorite fruit. By far.
Not the direction I was hoping to go. I was hoping to explore.
Or make sure it's clear.
Motivation behind them having watermelons on their heads while they were bobsledding.
I didn't know they could have custom helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard their song?
As long as it's not an ad.
Did you know about it, or did you just do a search and find it right now?
The song? No, yeah. I saw it last night on the Olympics, and it was awesome.
I haven't watched one moment of the Olympics.
You're missing out on lots of fun.
Rich white people doing awesome things.
I doubt
Mike.
It.
Yeah, Tyler and I had this conversation, and Tyler cut me off. He's like, you know, am I allowed to say what I'm about to say? Tyler's like, you know, I had a very similar conversation. I can't remember with who, but I was exceptionally high. And I was talking about this exact thing that we are now talking about.
It's like Keanu Reeves. What is happening?
Because you were high at the moment when you said that.
Not when I was talking to you.
Did you turn into Matrix?
What was the topic?
It was
the Olympics.
It was like, okay, with basketball, like NBA, chances are the best people in the world are playing that sport.
Yeah.
With stuff like bobsledding and downhill skiing and like jumping high on your little skates there. Yeah. It's just the privileged few who have the time and the money to be able to see how...
Correct.
They are incredible athletes.
Unless they're from other countries because they breed. Like Russia will go into your house and essentially pick up your 8-year-old daughter if she has the right body type and tell her she's no longer yours. She's now property of the Russian government.
I can almost guarantee...
And we're going to make her a gymnast. And if she fails, your family is shamed. I'm not...
I know.
I know I'm not far off. They do it with ballet too in Russia.
I say you take the average kid in Uganda and do the same exact training, and they beat the fuck out of that Russian.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Probably.
I don't know why I picked Uganda.
Because black people are better at sports.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to say Africa. Sound racist, but so I picked
Uganda. You zeroed in on a specific spot.
Made me feel a little better.
Well, you'll be glad to know that part of Book of Mormon takes place in Uganda.
Oh, yeah? Hell, yeah. You know we do it right. No, you steer like shit.
I like that face.
If I didn't know any better, I would think Asians were wearing watermelon helmets in those bobsleds the way they're driving.
That's great. When it just said it's bobsled time. I like that. Okay, in all seriousness, where do those guys practice in Jamaica? There's no indoor bobsled.
They must have like some kind of a
video game.
Like a go-kart.
It's probably like that alpine, like you go like the alpine sled, like at Mammoth when there's no snow and it's just like a cardboard
cement.
Thing that you go on a slide.
What? How great would it be? How terrifying would it be if they trained them with video simulators the entire time for 4 years and the first time they're on the ice is when they're at the Olympics? How terrifying would that be? Just sitting in that bobsled doing however fast they're going.
How is that a sport? I really don't understand. Now, I know that that's like, you know, simple fodder. Like, how is bobsledding a sport?
But it's as much of a sport.
Let's make a roller coaster out of ice and then whoever's best at navigating.
And it's as much of a sport as it would be to say how fast can you run across a tightrope? It's the same.
What?
It's as much. It's a made up thing
All
that requires
made up.
That, but this one requires intricate machinery and a track that they don't just have around. Like football, you can just run out into grass and play it. Baseball, same thing.
Well, I don't understand why someone would build that and they would say, let's make this competition rather than let's sell tickets and let people go down because it's a roller coaster and it's
fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's put this at a carnival. Why do they say let's only let like semi-fit men who will steer and fat men will steer and the other guys.
And they're
going
to practice that useless skill to the extent where they can get it down to 1/1000th of a second less by running perfectly, jumping on that thing, aerodynamics.
Some guy broke both his legs.
Yeah.
He was out cleaning the course and somebody went to the practice.
Heard about
the little practice.
I heard about it, yeah.
All right.
He didn't break both his legs. Someone else broke both his legs. Did you guys hear about the Michael Cera thing?
No.
Nope.
It was an article I read online. And so Michael Cera posted it all. He got a wrong number text from somebody through the course of going back and forth. He seems kind of like an egomaniac. Because there's a point where he's going, yes, I'm that Michael Cera. He befriended this guy.
You know what? It's Michael Cera, though. He's probably, yeah, yes, I'm that Michael Cera.
Yeah, so they
probably
went back,
more what it sounded like.
They went back and forth. They agreed to meet up. The guy didn't show one time. Michael Cera had made food.
Why did they agree to make up?
To meet up.
Why?
I don't know. They became like messaging
friends.
What did
I say?
Makeup?
I did this once with a girl.
This is with a guy.
I called the wrong number by mistake. I think I talked about it on New Year's Eve. And it was actually my friend's old number, but he had changed it. So this chick named Jordan picked up, and she sounded super cute. And she claimed to be, too. And we talked for weeks. Never met up.
For the better.
Maybe.
You're right. Probably not.
That would have been a great story if I ended up marrying her. All right. So what happens with Cera?
Guy doesn't show up for dinner at his house or something one time. Michael Cera gets pissed off, throws all the food in the toilet.
All the vegan
and
food.
Posts pictures of it. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of made up, and the guy's apologizing. Sorry, I got busy. The guy clearly didn't want to meet him that bad. And then he invites him to a party. Michael Cera shows. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows he's coming. He's a celebrity at the party. And then he ends up making out with the dude's girlfriend.
Wow.
And they have a blowout fight.
Is that real?
Michael Cera posted the whole thing.
This seems like a Michael Cera type little, what do you call it, viral.
I didn't read the whole article, but I skimmed it. So
it
maybe,
doesn't seem real, does it, Ty? This seems something made up. Like,
is that theonion.com?
No, you can probably find it. It's probably on Dig or something. It may not be real.
It's
that's
like
what I'm asking. If you saw it, I was
it
asking.
Like,
that's why I don't know if it's real or not. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. You hear Shia LaBeouf fucking. He
saw it. I didn't go to it, but I saw.
Filed down his tooth for a role.
No, I thought you were talking about the I'm sorry thing.
Yeah, well, the I'm sorry thing is a whole separate thing. The kid's losing his mind, yeah. But I kind of like it.
I think he's going to kill himself.
No. It's all
I just
want
to be controversial. I just want to see it show up on the paper tomorrow. Podcaster says Shia LaBeouf's going to kill himself.
I said somebody's going to kill themselves. I think it was Joaquin Phoenix or something. I'm like, he seems like the kind of guy that would eat a gun, and somebody freaked. They sent me an email or a text or something through Twitter, and they're like, you seem like the fat fuck that would kill himself. I'm like, wow.
Jeez.
Bad mentions, not good.
A lot of anger.
Not that fat. JP.
Been eating Subway.
It's him. He's listening to the show.
JP. It's weird because you don't think Joaquin Phoenix. Cause, oh, wow.
I just thought of a great idea for a show.
Both of his initials are the alternative phonetics.
I just thought of a good idea for a show, and I don't want to talk about it on our show because I think this is a sincere idea.
P. Phoenix.
So remind me afterwards.
Hey, I came up with a new idea. I'm writing it now. It's one of the reasons why I'm not done with my goddamn rough edit of the short that I just shot, because I came up with an idea, and it's Sundance worthy. Let me tell you. There's torture involved. Psychological torture. Good shit, though.
Mm.
And I was thinking of you, because we've been going back and forth kind of making jokes about the shorts and what you got to do to get into Sundance.
Yeah,
it's all about rape and torture. And
no, they just got to be real serious.
Yeah.
It's got to be absolutely serious. Real long shots.
Yeah.
Like, you got to leave people sitting there so long that they think the film reel broke.
Without giving
And then there's movement.
Without talking too much about it, Mike was subjected to a number of Sundance shorts that were officially submitted to Sundance. Because they have, like, the Sundance...
Officially accepted.
Accepted.
Not submitted.
Not submitted,
accepted.
Yeah. I meant accepted. Because they have, what, like, a few dozen shorts that are actually in...
160.
160 are in the program?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But still... Out of thousands and thousands that are submitted.
35,000.
35,000 were submitted.
Yeah.
35,000.
Yes.
Who goes through those? They don't look through.
They do
those.
Not go through them.
No, they don't.
And if somebody dares to tell me they do, that's a friggin' lie.
Hey, we could be sued for that. So they probably allegedly don't go through them because you got to pay money. So it's a huge scam.
How many people do you think they have? You think they have 400 people in a factory watching films all day?
Yeah. And they're
No way. In
Uganda.
Ty,
where are you?
I was reading about this Michael Cera thing. I don't know.
It's bullshit, yeah.
It says that it was some satire he wrote for The New Yorker. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He's trying to be. That sounds so New Yorker. This is what the new generation has to
I got to look up that number now because I said 35,000. It was a huge, huge number.
Well, I'm the one that told you 4,000. Why are we talking about Insider Sundance shit?
There's more than 4,000 feature films that get submitted.
Over 4,000 feature films. I'm the one that told you that, though. Just put that in perspective. There's 350 films a year that show in theaters in the United States and around the world.
And to put that into perspective, there's less than 100 that you ever hear of.
350, yeah, less than 100 you ever hear of.
And only one of them is the Lego movie.
Most people probably see about 15, 20 a year. There's 4,000 plus being submitted to a little festival that's supposed to be for the arts and supposed to be for the independent. Ugh.
If you want to read that book,
God damn,
that audiobook about Sundance and the wine scenes, it's brutal.
Don't want to read an audio.
It's going to make you want to quit.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to quit and I'm not going to read that. I saw Overnight and I saw Official Rejection. Those are two movies that everyone should watch if you want to get into the filmmaking.
Overnight's great.
Overnight is great. Official Rejection is equally fantastic.
And where'd you see it?
I saw it on my couch.
But I mean, is it available where I can stream it?
No, you can't stream it. You used to be able to stream it. You got to send away for it on Fucklix and it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Sending
movie.
Away.
Yeah, yeah. Then you get the hard copy.
Man.
You open the little portal. You drop it in there like a discus.
Yeah.
You put it back in. You can hear it spin.
After I left your house Saturday night?
Yeah, we had a little party, a little impromptu after disaster party at my place over the weekend.
It got banging.
Both the wives were completely passed out on the couch by the time the night was over.
At one point, Mike actually did think that something illicit was happening.
Just for the record, mine was not passed out by means of booze. She was just very tired. Mm. I can't speak to Tyler's. Can't speak to why she was.
After I left your house, I went to the corner of.
Oh wait, hold on. We'll get there. But what Tyler was alluding to was Mike freaked out, and it was somewhat sincere.
About what?
Because Jillian got her my wife got her hair kind of blondified. By Tyler's wife. They were playing let's do makeup and hair stuff. And so she blondified her hair
a
little bit.
My wife, who is a licensed cosmetologist.
Yes. Little makeup, little play acting. And Mike, out of the corner of his eye, saw a blonde girl walk by, like kind of caress my head and then hop on the couch. And Mike had his head down. He was Twittering or something. And he freaked out because he thought it was Tyler's wife that did that to me.
Yeah, I did think that.
And you thought that it was some kind of weird
gangbang going down. Yeah, I was odd man out. I was looking at my phone for numbers of people to call to come over. even up the score.
You have a list for emergency gangbang?
Hey, I know this is last minute, but can you come over? What? You're on your period? Ah, fuck. Is your sister there?
Now, if we're on serious, we'd
all be laughing so much.
It's funny that it's so called serious, yet it's not serious.
We'd all be saying our signature catchphrases.
Why so unserious? Okay. So
I'll cut that part from the show.
What part? The why so unserious part? Yeah. I'd agree with you there. Hey, to stop serious.
I can tell because you gave up on it halfway through.
I didn't even finish it with any kind of gusto. Hey, what? So you going to talk about that thing? Does it yield anything?
We discuss movies that we love on occasion, and we were discussing Magnolia a little that night, and then Anderson pointed out.
I talked about it at length on the Film Vault, too, last week.
Where the Reseda Theater was and where they shot certain scenes in Magnolia. And I
and
had
Boogie
just
Nights.
Watched it again
and
two
Boogie
nights
Nights.
Ago. Yeah.
It's like
Boogie
right
Nights
there.
Is one of my top five favorite films of all time. So I went to where you told me to go. Now, the important part of the story is that is a shifty-ass, not-safe-feeling neighborhood.
It's fine during the day.
At midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was too hairy for me to, like, walk around.
Oh, you pussy. Yeah.
I went to the gas station. It was what appeared to be all gangbangers. Mm-hmm. There are cop cars parked all over the place.
Very cool.
And I got out, took a couple pictures, and went, I'm not doing this right now. I'll come back in the day.
Did you go back?
Not yet.
What we're talking about is the iconic frog falling from the sky scene in the Magnolia at the end.
And the doors to the theater that Burt Reynolds goes into in the beginning of Boogie Nights are still there.
Yeah.
That theater's still there, obviously. But my favorite thing that you pointed out was the awning is still there.
The awning behind
where
William H. Macy breaks off
his key. They just changed
the
doors because those doors don't have any locks on them. But
the awning, which is incredible because it's 1999. Mm-hmm. That means they shot it like at least 98, if not 97.
Yeah.
And here it is 2014. And all that shit, that whole
still
corner,
there.
That whole intersection is almost identical to what it is today.
It
which
sure is.
Unbelievable.
Now, I didn't figure out the mystery of Laurel Canyon, but I will.
Okay. We need to figure that out because... It's frustrated. Ty, what's going on over there? You're doing nothing but shooting off guns.
I was adding ambiance for Mike's shifty neighborhood.
Yeah, if there were gunshots, I'd feel safer, because at least people would be attentive.
Hey, I appreciate you talking about how there is gangsters and not specifying that they're Mexican. I appreciate that. You're growing as a person.
No, they were African-American gangsters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Gangsters.
Suits.
Hey, buddy, back it up. No, I went to that gas station to get some ice cream, some nibs to be specific, and everyone in line at the gas station looked shifty and shady. And
hey, do you have any nibs?
Hey, do you eat a lot more sugar now that you quit drinking?
The way it went was I multiplied my sugar intake by tenfold, and then I was told I'm going to have a stroke, so I have to stop eating sugar altogether. And I stopped for a while, felt better than ever, and now I'm back on the sugar.
Good for you. Yeah.
It's not good. I'm crashing all the time. I need naps every single day.
Oh. Well, then stop the sugar.
I'm backing off a little
bit. No more nibs.
Mike's mainlining sugar cane.
Tyler, I'm going to cut that out.
Okay. Please. Great.
Cut that out there. Thanks. We should all be laughing right now. Me saying cut that out.
Sweet sugar cane. Sugar cane. Okay, I have a dumb question.
All right. I can answer it.
Sugar cane does not come from bamboo, right?
It does.
Does it?
From a type of something that looks like bamboo. Sugar cane looks
okay,
like
but it's a totally different thing, right?
Very different, yes.
But it looks identical.
I don't know if identical. Like if you put a panda like in a field with bamboo and sugar cane, I don't think he'd be confused.
He'd probably go for the sugar cane.
He might switch over, yeah, and then he'd have a stroke.
He's all hyper. But they cut it down with machetes, which is what I like.
That's what you like?
Yeah.
I eat a diet solely of things that cut were with harvested machetes. With
pineapples.
Machete. You do great on a desert isle.
I have a,
sure wouldn't. Thanks, though.
Yeah, you would last about 2 days.
I have a tale of caution.
Okay.
For those listeners who listen to other podcasts, who listen to other comedians. When I say other, I shouldn't say that because
we're not comedians.
We are comedians. We'd all be laughing at that, too, if we were on serious. That's right, we're not comedians. Hey, you tell them, Bob.
I'm glad we're not comedians. It would be a letdown.
That's what you just summed up your entire problem with your life. Your entire life, it can be summed up in what just happened right there.
Why?
Because you don't want to be anything, because if you ever claim to be anything, yeah. It'll be a letdown. So
correct.
You claim
correct
to be nothing
correct
with everything.
Yeah, thanks.
So you can never, ever let anyone down.
We need
down.
To get, sketch that out so I can put that on my tombstone. His so entire life, he went. No, you're right. I know. I'm a pussy.
So Godless. Back to this cautionary tale. Cautionary tale, tie. I'm embarrassed to be telling this. And to be telling this story. But in recent years, I've been listening to Bill Burr and Jim Jefferies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm known to take in a little bit of their stylings, especially that Bill. I listen to them every goddamn week. And those two cunts have got me saying cunt way too much.
I've been saying it all the time, but I've been backing off a little bit
lately. I'm trying to quit it like you're trying to quit sugar, but not well. You know?
Cunt is one of those words that you'll start throwing out there too often.
Because it rolls off the throat so well.
Yes,
so easily.
It does, literally.
And when I grew up, like that was the, like my mom, when I first heard it, I'm like, what did that man just say? She's like, it rhymes with hunt, it starts with C, and it's the worst thing you can say. And now here we are like 15 years later, and it's rolling out that throat all the time, thanks to
it
Bill.
It just has
and
such great consonant sounds. Yeah.
It's, I gotta be honest, it also sounds much... It sounds violent and uncomfortable when Burr says it, but when Jim says it, it sounds better because of the accent.
The accent, you're right.
Yeah, when Jim says it, sounds like he's giving a noogie.
You know, I went, we went and saw Jim Jefferies like 6 months ago, like doing warm up for a show in New York.
Doing what?
He was warming up for a show at Carnegie Hall the next night. Warming up, and he's great. He's so great.
He is pretty great. He's still off the hooch.
No.
Yeah. All right. Back to the... But you know what? He's like married, and I think he's got a kid on the way. And
the kid's like 2 years old.
He was telling me that he's quitting... Was it on this show? He was telling me somewhere that he was quitting booze because everything bad that's happened in his life is because of booze, and he has so much that he cares about for the first time.
Yeah.
He's afraid of losing it, so he wanted to quit the booze.
That kid's name is Hank.
It should be a Jim for Jim Beam, because apparently he's still doing it. Everyone be laughing at that horrible joke. You should cut that part out.
Okay.
Cut off the Jim Beam thing.
I'm
stupid.
Setting a marker right.
I have a serious question that maybe
James.
I should save for Dr.
I'm not
Drew.
Done. I'm not even close to being done with my cautionary
okay, let's
tale.
Go.
But
cautionary
let's go.
Tale. No. I don't want to get into it because I want to give this one to Dr. Drew because it's serious.
Give it. No, come on. We're shooting for serious. That's what we're going for.
I had a conversation with a young lady tonight, and I threw out there. I said this isn't 100%, but by and large, guys would rather hang out with guys than girls they have no chance ever to sleep with. And then she went, that's not true. I have plenty of friends that are guys that have no chance to sleep with me.
But they don't know that.
No, and I said, by and large, and I say way more than 50% of guys, if they have an option to hang out with a girl that's cool or a guy that's cool, and they know there's nothing going to happen with the girl, they will go with the guy 100% of the time.
No, you can never say 100%.
Okay,
but 98%.
But by 99. And large, I'm correct, right?
Absolutely.
But you don't, yes. As a man, as a straight man,
absolutely.
The majority don't would rather have guy friends than girlfriends. Unless they think there's a little chance, and she goes, that's not true. And I go, yes, it is true. And she goes, I think there are some cool old guys that like hanging out with girls just because they like them. And I go, because it's an ego thing, and they fantasize about it.
Plus,
it
makes them look cooler in front of other girls,
yes,
and it makes them
yes.
look desirable if they're with a younger
yeah.
attractive girl. Yeah,
and I'm not saying
absolutely.
Guys don't want to hang out with girls, because I do have friends that are girls that I have
and
no
– And there are some super cool girls,
yes,
and this is
yes.
the most sexist thing I've ever said on the show, but by and large, chicks aren't nearly as fun or cool as dudes.
True.
And you know what?
Or else they're way more fun.
I feel like I can
see that. If you're having sex with them.
At camp, I go to camp every summer, and there's usually like one guy for every three girls. That's at least
yeah.
the way it used
one
to be.
One guy for every
Because girls are just more motherly and giving. Tell they want to like show up and you know help kids with cancer much more readily than like I say a dude would. But I was
sex
sitting
camp.
There. I'm not going to name her name, but she used to be in charge of camp, and she's a hardcore lesbian.
Sharon Osbourne.
She was married at one point to a nice female.
Mm-hmm.
Same sex organs and whatnot. And we were talking about
Katie
the makeup
Lang.
Of camp. And we were talking about the makeup of people. And we were just having one of these conversations around a campfire because we were on patrol. And she goes, you know what? It's sad to say. And I'm a feminist. But most chicks just aren't nearly as much fun as dudes. I mean, think about the
Lauren
people here at this camp.
Thing.
Think about the people here. All the big fun personalities are dudes. And there's so many quiet, meek, boring chicks here. And she's like, this is the cream of the crop, too. This
yeah,
is the best of humanity.
Okay, I wasn't even going that far. I was just telling her as a young female.
So I'm just quoting that feminist lesbian. I don't really believe that.
That all of her guy friends in college, in the back of their head, thought maybe someday, even a year from now, 5 years from now, whenever,
right.
someday something could possibly happen. And if you were to tell them, it's never going to happen.
But that, what you're telling her is she's not nearly cool enough to hang out with without a vagina, which is a horrible thing to say. Now, Jillian, my wife, if she didn't have the vajay, I would still want to hang out with her, not as much, but I would want to hang out with her because she's hilarious
okay.
and funny. And I and
here's
I enjoy
how it came
her,
up.
Her
she
company.
Reads. She reads a lot, and she's on about her 10th classic rock and roll book, and she's now exploring punk rock. And she just finished "Just Kill Me," the book.
And this is your friend,
yeah. And she said, "I feel that Joey Ramone and I could be friends. Obviously, not now because he's dead." And I went, "Nope." And she goes, "Yeah, I think we would have fun hanging out together. I think he's probably a nice guy." And I go, "He might be a nice guy, but why would he hang out with you when he can hang out with dudes?"
Or chicks that will fuck.
And she yeah. goes, it'll be fun hanging out with me. And I go, no. I go, why would he hang out with you when he has guy friends?
Here's most of what men do. Tyler, you're probably not going to be able to relate to this. But most of what the motivation of men, especially in their younger formative years, is mm-hmm. to find at least a kiss, if not the full shebang, right?
Yeah.
The one time you know that the chances are not in your favor is if you're hanging out with a girl who's not going to have sex with you. You know what I mean? You'd be hanging out with dudes who aren't going to have sex with you, but you're looking for those girls who might.
Oh, and the girl that I hung out with all the time in high school was the girl that I was like wanted to be with. It's
right.
the same thing.
But you can't be with other girls when you're with her. I mean, it's the worst
right.
scenario
right.
if you have no interest in her or she has no interest yeah. in you. There's
it's,
no way it's going
to
happen.
There's nothing that I feel that is sexist about this or is demeaning to girls.
I'm
because,
sure it is.
No, because I have girlfriends that I hang out with, and there's nothing ever going to happen ever, 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 and I enjoy their company. But I'm also in my 40s. It's not – if I were in my 20s, why would I want to hang out with some chick? Now I'm making it worse.
I like to hang out with all different kinds of people. I mean, you got that when you went to my bachelor party. All
yeah.
my friends are completely different.
Yeah.
So I like having different friends.
All assholes.
They are all assholes in their own way. Actually, that's not true. Max isn't an asshole. I think everyone else is, though.
I didn't mean that, by the way.
No, Farron's not really an asshole. Max.
Farron's totally not an
Max
asshole.
Max and Farron aren't. Everyone else, they could be assholes, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right, cautionary tale.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, you know, I've been known to throw the C word around a
done
little bit.
Talking about how chicks suck?
Yeah, we're done with that.
Okay, great.
I absolutely regret that conversation.
Essentially, if they don't suck, they're worthless.
What
Mike was getting at. Would we all be laughing if we weren't serious right now?
And I also believe girls lead guys on they know they're never going to sleep with
because
they
want
companionship.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Most girls do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They'll kind of throw a little bit of flirty in there, a little bit of, you know. That's cruel. That's cruel to do to a guy, especially a young guy. A young guy with a fragile heart.
If you
It's cruel. It's not cool, man.
What's... All right. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Quiet time. Quiet time, Anderson. Okay. Quiet speaking time. Of getting in trouble.
Welcome cautionary. To Serious Quiet Time.
Cautionary tale. Ooh, that'd be a good podcast.
The quietest.
I was about to get in trouble, so now I'm going to tell a story about the time I said cunt.
So I've been throwing, I've caught myself throwing it around with my mom like at lunch casually. Yeah. It's like, oh, you idiot.
Been slanging that C word.
Yeah, you don't like to, especially when you're like, you know, a full grown man, you don't like to make the face like, sorry, mom. You know, you just feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to work it out, but apparently it's still on the trigger and at the ready. Because when I went to see the Pittsburgh Penguins play the Los Angeles Kings at the old Staples Center there, sellout crowd, about 23,000 people, right? In between periods, I was there with my buddy Jason, who I had not seen in years. So we were having a good old time. Literally, I hadn't seen this guy in years. He's one of my really good friends from way back when. And we're with his wife. So thank God she's kind of keeping us in check. I've had probably three too many beers.
That was the goal of that comment.
They're wearing Penguins jerseys. I'm not because I went there solo. I didn't even know if I was going to run into my friend Jason. So I knew there's a good chance I'd be there by myself.
Wearing a Penguins jersey?
I didn't want to deal with those. So I pussed out and I just wore street clothes. And in between periods, packed. Like the pavilions are just packed. There's people everywhere. Children galore. Cotton candy and programs. Actually, not peanuts. Peanuts is a baseball thing. Weird.
Well, they probably don't want you to throw it on the ice.
Nachos. I mean, you know, the people are getting their stuff. We're going up these escalators where if you're familiar with Staples, it's like when you're going up the escalators, like if you had to give a speech outside the actual bowl part of the arena, you do it probably on the escalators. I mean, the entire pavilion's right there at your feet.
Mental note.
We're going up, and this guy coming down, he's wearing like a red beanie. He sees Jason, my buddy, who's like this big, tall guy with tattoos. He's Irish. He's the guy that we used to chase cab drivers around in Hollywood because he was in NA. So we wouldn't do drugs. We'd just go and fuck shit up for fun. That was our fun because we didn't drink.
Why destroy our bodies when we can destroy other people's property?
We would chase cab drivers until they lost all four hubcaps, and then we let them go. It was really fun.
On foot?
No, in his big Cadillac. He had a big Cadillac convertible, and we'd chase him down alleys.
No one ever called the cops?
No. This is like the early 90s. I got away with murder. This is the same era when I was...
I don't like knowing that I could have shot you because if somebody would have chased me...
Were you a cab driver in Hollywood?
No, but if somebody were chasing me, I would stop and fire at them.
It was weird. He'd be like... Because he was like 4 or 5 years older than me. And he'd like, be like, watch this. And he kind of honk his horn. Just get the attention of a cab driver. Like, usually they were from another country. I'm not saying that it was anything racist, but usually they were from another country. Maybe they didn't know how things worked. And they'd see Jason, and they were afraid of him. And he'd be like, watch this. He'd honk the horn a little bit. They'd get eye contact, and the guy would just stab it. He'd fucking floor it. And he'd be like, I don't know why, but they get terrified, and they run from me. So here we go. And I just hold on for the ride. It was a good time. And we would... It started as a game like, oh.
You have a lot of penance.
Very.
You can never stop going to cancer camp.
Like, it's a very unlikable person as a young man, weren't you?
What? I was just sitting in the shotgun and it was fun.
I'm not going to be surprised when you break out the series.
Eva Braun was just sitting shotgun, too.
Of bullying stories.
It kind of was a bullying story. But cab drivers are assholes, right?
Yeah.
We can all agree with that.
I'll give it that.
And it started with like one guy trying
to feed their family, put a roof over their head.
One guy lost a hubcap and he was like, oh my God.
Fucking asshole.
See that hubcap flew off?
Better their lives.
Hey, I was a kid on meth, okay? I was a 19-year-old.
They were a doctor in their old country. Now they're driving you around in a cab.
I was an abused kid on meth looking for an escape, all right?
Okay.
And I just sat shotgun and laughed.
He was an abused kid on meth. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Hubcaps, the newest film from Andy Cowan.
I want to do hubcaps.
Hubcaps.
The hubcap rolls across the screen.
There's still one
the title
on.
Comes out from it. Oh, it's so awful. I love it. No, the first one came off. That's really cool. And then we started trying to make it like a record. Like, let's see if we can make two come off. And I wasn't doing anything other than just sitting there and laughing and egging them. Anyways. So we're going up the escalator, and this red beanie is coming down, and he sees Jason, and he's like, yeah, Penguins fan, and he holds his hand up, and my buddy Jason goes to, like, you know, slap his hand, like, Penguin fans in Kings mm-hmm. territory, and the guy takes his hand away, like the old fucking junior high thing,
yeah.
And goes, no, fuck that, man, Kings! And we're going opposite directions, right? So he's going down, and I'm enraged. Like, I got serious, like,
that's
rage.
The shittiest... The shittiest move.
And it's actually perfectly.
The old going for the handshake and then fix your hair?
Perfectly placed by this kid, too, yeah. Who will be named in a moment, because he's going down as we're going up, and now there's nothing we can do. There's just hordes of people. So I don't make a decision, Tyler. It just happens. Thanks to Jim and Bill, this is what happens. Fuck you, Waldo cunt! I found Waldo! And then I'm like, and as I'm still yelling, I'm like, I just screamed cunt, and it's like echoing through the pavilion of the
Stable You're lucky you don't get removed by security. The security cunts don't pull you out of there.
I know. It was really embarrassing. And then his Jason's wife looks at Jason and goes, did your friend just yell cunt?
No, this is my really cool friend who I haven't seen in 8 years. He's awesome. You're going to love
him. He's the guy that would chase cab drivers, like I was telling you.
No, I didn't. I said shotgun.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's cautionary tale. Don't let the C word
Did
invade
anyone
your,
it's not
react?
Even so much it's not even so much the C
notice.
World, the C word. It's just the
everything
fuck you
yeah.
And then you insult his looks.
Maybe everyone just thought you were like Waldo Cunt kind of sounds like an old-time hockey
yeah.
player.
I think my exact
Waldo
voice.
Cunt played 1924
right?
to 1933.
Yeah. I think
two Stanley Cups.
Actually, I think I said because I wrote Waldo cunt to my phone because I'm like, if anything, at least it can be a cautionary tale. But I think I said, I found Waldo. He's the cunt with the red cap. I think I said
that's not as funny.
Yeah.
Hmm. Waldo cunt is really funny.
Maybe I did. I said whatever's funniest.
Hey,
embarrassed.
On a very serious note, how bummed are you that Bob's dead from Devo?
Oh, switching things up.
Who's Bob?
Bob, the guitar player from Devo. Died today. Heart attack.
The guitar player?
Yeah.
Was he eating nibs?
I am going to ask you to be a little more respectful.
Was he the one that played the whip?
He was the guitar player on Whip It, that's for sure.
Hey, the white cab drivers wouldn't run away. They didn't have the fear. All right, it was always like the
So you're saying the people of other races are...
The Middle Eastern dudes seem to have fear of the big Cadillac and the Irish guy.
You know what I like about sound effects in the songs back then from the 80s?
What?
There were actual recordings of people playing that thing.
Not just the
There's
computer
no sample.
Music today?
It was somebody went to a studio and went...
Whoosh. With the whip?
Yeah, and they recorded it.
Hey, this guy Jason, he's the guy that he has the same tattoo as I do on my leg. The Chinese characters.
Oh, yeah. The ones that you don't actually know what they mean?
Yeah, and there were like 20 of us got that same tattoo back in those days of Jason.
How long did
Gadger.
That take?
A while, and we almost got kicked out of there. That's a whole story. Yeah, remember I don't
you told
really,
that one.
I don't know what it means for sure because we were so obnoxious. Yeah,
you should ask somebody.
Okay, I feel like
get Margaret Cho in here.
It's the problem.
All right,
she tried to steal my dog.
I know.
I don't like.
I know. It was Stanley, right? It wasn't the other ones, right?
It was Stanley. Yeah, I let it run with the other ones.
Poor Stan. Almost got stolen.
I am so hungry right now. I don't know if I can go on.
I just had a big mediocre barbecue sandwich.
Where was it from?
From that restaurant attached to the Improv.
Is that what it's advertising?
Negative
it's
ads.
The big mediocre
negative.
Sandwich.
We should do some more negative ads. Like find people that aren't doing advertisement on this program, and mm-hmm. we continue to say bad things about them.
Oh, that reminds me. The show brought to you by Roast Beef. Try some today.
If we were all serious, we'd be laughing very hard.
Roast Beef.
Yeah.
I'd kill on Sirius with a bunch of chuggleheads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I gotta look into the Sirius.
I'd just
thing.
Be the chugglehead.
I don't even know. Is there a number you call for Sirius? Hey, would the listeners do us a solid and get us on Sirius?
I'm sure it's just like they just go after names and then the.
If you can
guy
get us on Sirius,
friends.
You're the producer.
I have a name. It's Anderson.
Hey, this is a good opportunity for listeners to create a job for themselves. If you can somehow promote us.
Yeah, if you can get us advertisement, you can get
a satellite radio show.
15%.
Yeah, and you're 20. The producer, so you have a job now.
20%.
So you can quit that meat juice place.
Yeah, quit your day job and be the producer of the After Disaster. Can you imagine the wife? The guy that bought the coffins and his wife almost left him. He's like, all right, honey, I'm not buying any more coffins. Don't have to. I can get them for free now. You know why? Quit the job.
I'm on the inside.
I'm the producer. All right, I feel like we need to end the show.
You know what I just said is true, though. Someone could do that. If somebody had an in... They could pitch us. They could put together a reel of our best 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We'd have to just start over, right?
I don't
course.
Know how this show would...
No, we'd totally start over. In fact, we'd have to make
hey,
it more...
Hey, you ever tell you guys a story?
Oh,
no,
you know what we
tell
do?
Me the story.
You know what we do?
We'd make it all about Sirius.
We'd have to do a rehearsal.
Well, there'd be no rehearsal, but we'd just listen to other shows.
You mean what we were supposed to do with Loveline and did
no!
we abandoned after the first episode?
What I was complaining
did
about...
Did we even
Stern
do it
with
the first episode?
Well, when the show was supposed to be about talking about other podcasts, oh, what a horrible show that would be. I'd be like, the way I pitched the show is like, I'm like, all right, his name was Max. He was the boss at the time. I'm like, Max, it'll be like The Soup, but podcasts. We'll listen to
Love
other podcasts.
It.
We'll play clips and we'll talk about
Oh, my
Love
God, you're
it.
Right. You did do that.
And we did nothing.
But I thought initially we were supposed to listen to Loveline and then we were going to comment on it with our own takes afterwards.
That sounds awful. I remember you coming in and saying that was a... your plan, and I said, hey, enjoy. You're like, no, we all have to listen. I'm like, I have to listen. It's my job. I'm already listening.
We'd have to make notes, too.
No, that would be awful.
You know what? That makes it 2 extra hours of work.
Remember that one call? And she was all like, what? And then Drew's like, you must turn off your radio.
I will say, I would enjoy that show. I would enjoy, we listen to an hour of Loveline.
No, that's like behind.
And then we mock it for like a half an hour, and then we call those people back and see if they want to redo their question.
Do over?
Yeah, do overs.
Yeah, you get the real advice from us.
Do-overs with no one who has any expertise in your question.
But you know what? We give them the answers they want, because a lot of them, they call
keep
up.
Fucking.
They call up looking for the fantasy answer.
You know how we'll Dr. Drew said not to do it when you said your boyfriend keeps pestering you for anal sex? We have a different twist on that one.
I don't know if that's where we go immediately. I think we'd...
First call. Crack it open.
Hey, Tyler, why don't you play that song there? Because
I thought we were going to talk about what we'd do if we had a serious show.
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
I like how we aim real high, too, with Sirius.
We get like $30,000 a year between the three of us.
We need to do Sirius. You know that we've arrived.
I'll take
we're
it.
Doing Sirius from Hawaii.
Ugh.
We're in Hawaii doing Sirius, our Sirius show.
I'm going to ask you that's a serious question. This isn't going to happen, but I'm just saying, very seriously.
Very
think
seriously,
about this.
This is not going to happen.
If, let's say... I'll pick a reasonable radio salary for someone new.
$22,000.
I'm saying for like a national like satellite
show. Like a 5-day-a-week thing?
Yes. So let's say they said, here's the deal, you guys.
I can't fake it 5 days a week.
$150,000 each.
Uh-huh. I can't
fake
it.
5 days a week, live from Hawaii. Uh-huh. You have to move to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Who in this group would do it? A year contract.
Wait, how
why would you say no to this?
How much am
I
working?
In what world would you say no to this?
How much am I working per day? Or do I have to like do prep and like meetings?
We probably do an hour's worth of prep, and then we do this show, like a morning radio show.
Do we have producers that actually do most of the hard work?
Yes.
And we just have to react to it?
We do an after disaster on Sirius 2 hours a day, but they want us to move to Hawaii and do it from Hawaii. Of the three, do we pack our things and move to Hawaii?
Is there a clause where like we are never allowed to leave the rock?
No, but
why?
I'm saying, are we going to uproot?
Downside?
Are we going to uproot?
Downside? Why are you? So, why
would
you think
not do this?
You know what? It would be tough because
it would
like
be tough.
I like going to San Diego on Sundays. I do.
I know you do.
You
it's
fly there
time.
On Sunday morning.
Hey, can you talk about what happened this last Sunday?
A little bit. Things have been kind of rough with my family lately. I haven't seen my mom in 6 weeks, almost wow. 7 weeks.
It's a long time for you.
And the last couple weeks have been me calling her saying, I'm on my 2 blocks away, I was going to swing by and say hi. Yeah, this isn't a good time. Okay.
Did she give you a reason?
It's crazy person bullshit reasons.
Oh.
Bullshit reasons.
Do you have an example of one?
My back hurts.
She can't entertain with the hurting back? Okay.
And this last Sunday, it ended up being a very big fight.
Okay, but a good son would say, I'll come over and rub it for you, Mom.
No, we'd never do that.
Okay.
But it turned into a big fight. Then I get to my dad's, and all the lights are off, and my dad's in the kitchen.
Which is abnormal, because you go over there for dinner every Sunday.
Totally abnormal, because my sister has either been cooking or ordering food. My brother and the kids come in, and my dad is in the kitchen, and I say, what's up? Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Where's Nikki? She left. Why? Oh, we got into a fight. And he's throwing away the food.
Wow. Uncooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanksgiving at the Cowan's.
Yeah, did you...
I told Anderson, I sent him a text. My dad was throwing it in the trash, and then we ordered pizza.
Yeah, he wrote me a text saying, Cowan's style dinner, family dinner.
Yeah.
And he told me this story.
That sounds like bad times.
Out of anger, he took the food and just threw it in the trash, and we ordered pizza.
I really hope no starving children from China are hearing this, because that's very rude, very sad.
The only thing he didn't throw away was the salad, the most boring part.
Wait, what did he throw? What was the food items, though?
A bunch of cut-up vegetables and, like, corn and chicken.
Who prepped it all?
I think my sister was prepping, and that's when they got in the fight, and he just went in
wow,
the
trash. That's aggressive, though, because at least when my dad threw away the turkey, that was his turkey. He got it. He was prepping it.
My dad definitely paid for it.
But still, the prep work. Now, when you're talking carrots, what?
The chicken, there was all chicken breasts, probably from a good, expensive market. They were all sitting out by the barbecue on a plate, ready to be put on the barbecue.
Were they tenderized? Were
which
they
was
beaten?
Cooked. I don't know, but the barbecue was already hot, ready to go. Chicken was sitting out there. And everything came back in,
you know,
and most of it went in the trash.
People are from back east that are listening to this. And everything else you just said threw out the window. The fact that you're barbecuing chicken in fucking February in the middle of like,
and it's not even chilly.
The fucking tundra that's going on most of the country right now.
Yeah, it was like hot. You had to take off your shirt.
I got it. This is when I appreciate it, when I look at the news and everybody's freezing. And right now, when we end this, I'm going to walk to my car in wearing shorts, and I'm not going to be cold.
Mm-hmm. It's a little chilly out there tonight.
Yeah, it's a little bit. 60.
Mike, was the last time you were shirtless in public?
Good question.
Let's do the next show shirtless on camera.
Good question.
Let's do that. Oh, we did it in robes.
Well, you mean swing public like a pool?
Nah, I mean like
the beach.
Like the beach or a barbecue or
never at a barbecue ever. There's no fucking reason for someone to take their shirt off at a barbecue.
What if it's really hot? There's a pool.
I think the last time I was shirtless, well,
do you ever go for a dip and then come out and then you don't put a shirt on?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it at Anderson's bachelor party.
Oh.
It's true. He was shirtless.
All right.
I'm not embarrassed to be without a shirt, by the way.
No, you just strike me as...
I don't look in the mirror and see myself with this amazing physique.
No, I don't mean it
but I'm not embarrassed to walk around by a pool.
As an embarrassment factor, I just see you as being like you just were about... There's no reason to ever be shirtless in a pool.
No, well, because here's the weird irony is when I was a kid, shirtless all the time. Outside, nonstop, shirtless. Inside, shirtless. As it stands right now, right this moment, when I get home... Shoes and socks come off, shirt and shorts come off, and I do all my work in my underwear. 100% of the time. 100% of the time. I often have friends come over, and I have to put on a shirt when they get there, because I don't.
What a hassle.
Yeah.
But you don't. You just keep the underwear and the shirt.
But when I was a kid, shirt off all the time. All day, all night. No shirt.
Good night. Thank you for not listening.
I'm going to go back to that no shirt thing.
Starving. Order pizza? Make room by the ice. Start out feeling nice. You know we do it right. To the right. To the right. To the left. It's Bob's head time. On this freezing night.